Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A new trial date is in the works for the man accused of murdering a teenager last seen in northeast Iowa over 7 years ago. Winnesee County Sheriff's Office arrested 65-year-old James Bachmerski in August in connection with the death of 15-year-old Jade Colvin. Investigators allege she was brought to Bachmerski's home near Decorah in March of 2017, with the last known text messages sent by Colvin and received by anyone occurring on March 30th of that year. Investigators say she has not been spoken with or seen by any family or friends since. Bachmerski has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, and his trial was initially scheduled for March 12, 2025 in Winnesee County District Court. However, in September, he filed to redemand his right to a speedy trial, which was then moved up to December 4th. That trial date will also change after Bachmerski last week filed to waive his right to a speedy trial. The state did not object, and now the parties will confer on their availability and advise the court on a new trial date. Bachmerski remains held without bond in the Winnesee County Jail. Meanwhile, Bachmerski is still slated for trial on March 12 for illegally being in possession of a weapon as a convicted felon. That charge stems from a January 2018 arrest after probation officers allegedly found a loaded rifle in his home, a no-no given his prior conviction on a felony assault charge. While initial reports indicated there may be someone inside, the tenant in question was not home when a North Iowa apartment caught fire, though it did lead to the displacement of several residents. The Osage Fire Department says it was called to 1020 North 10th Street in Osage shortly after 11:30 Thursday morning for a reported apartment fire. At the scene, firefighters found one apartment unit on the lower level engulfed in flames, and it was reported that the tenant may be inside. As the fire department was initiating a sweep of the apartment, the tenant arrived on scene and was not home at the time the fire started. Crews then proceeded to extinguish the fire to keep it from spreading to adjacent apartment units. However, power to the building was shut off during the incident, so residents in the apartment building were displaced overnight until power could be isolated from the impacted unit and restored to the rest of the building. The American Red Cross stepped in to provide shelter for the displaced residents. Firefighters were on scene a little over 2 hours. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Osage Police Department, Mitchell County Sheriff's Office, Mitchell County EMS, Mitchell County Emergency Management, and Osage Municipal Utilities also assisted at the scene. Residents in northeast Iowa have reported they've received phone calls in which the caller claimed to be a member of the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office staff or representative. WCSO says these calls are scams, with scammers calling with live voices with foreign accents. The public is reminded that you should never share personal information with an unknown caller, including credit card information or any other form of identifying information. If you receive one of these scam calls, simply hang up the phone. If you're concerned the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office may be trying to get hold of you, call WCSO at 563-382-4268. It's American Education Week. Jenny Adam, 5th through 8th grade band director for the New Hampton School District, says school board members and administrators are recognized today and tomorrow, respectively.
The school board members help set the policies that really shape the opportunities that we're able to give our students, and the administrators help manage the day-to-day school operations.
School support staff will be saluted on Wednesday, followed by teachers on Thursday, and substitute teachers and students on Friday. The theme for this year's American Education Week is Together for Safe, Just, and Equitable Schools. The monthly meal at Alta Vista VFW Post 4069 is Thanksgiving-themed. The Post's Glenn Gertz says the bar opens at 4 p.m. today with the meal of turkey roll and all the fixings to be served from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening.
We use these meals to try to both help our operating costs as well as helping those veterans in need and ensuring that we have different equipments available, you know, should any veterans need assistance.
Gertz says the meal is open to the public and you don't have to be a VFW member. But if you'd like to become a member and you qualify, Gertz says they're
looking for fresh blood, if you will. And it's a very much aging population out there for the VFW post. So we're always looking for more members.
If you're not a veteran, Gertz says they also offer a social membership for a yearly due. For more information on membership, call 641-229-5763. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball. The Cyclones hosting Indiana University Indianapolis. Pregame at 6 and the tip-off at 7. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, UNI men's basketball against Western Illinois, 6:30 with the pregame and the tip-off at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.